Hello, everybody, and we're back for episode 101 of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. You can hear it in my voice. We're starting with a lot of positivity this week. I put out a shout on social media last Friday. I was like, right, we need to change the momentum of the month. January was pretty tough for everybody. I wanted to start February with some positivity. I put out a shout on social media for people. I wanted to shout out two Irish small businesses, and we got a ton of recommendations. So the first Irish business I want to shout out is the Irish Country Home. Laura at the Irish Country Home, they do beautiful luxury artificial flowers and home accessories. It's a beautiful Instagram site. If you want to go on Instagram, they are the Irish Country Home. It's amazing inspo for inside your house. They also do amazing home accessories and stuff like that. So if that's something you're looking for, head over to the Irish Country Home. The second one came in on Twitter, and I'm just scrolling to bring it up now. And it's Sean Gleason at zoomparty.ie. He was also the founder of Find a Venue. And he is, what I love about Sean is that he's pivoted real fast. He was doing Find a Venue. Obviously, venues were all closed down. So he's now doing zoomparty.ie, which is basically virtual parties and virtual Zoom parties using Zoom. I love the initiative. I love the work ethic of Sean. I've been in touch with him a lot over lockdown. He seems like a really good dude. So there are two Irish companies I'd recommend supporting and going checking out. And even if you just give them a follow on social media, do something today to help a fellow Irish business. Now, on with today's episode. And today we're kicking off with six ideas you can start immediately. So before Christmas, we talked about the six big trends I think are going to become important in 2021. Now look, we're living in a very different world. Things change super fast. But weirdly, I think this is probably the best year ever to start a business because it's full of problems. The year is full of problems. Like, everyone has new problems we've never faced before. And that opens up massive opportunities in entrepreneur. Essentially, all business is solving problems. Solving problems for someone else who'll pay you to solve the problems for them. Essentially, at its core, that's what simple business is. That's what all good businesses do, is solve problems. So today we're going to run through really fast six ideas I think you can start immediately. Like, I think if you start any of these six businesses, you can make money within a month. That sounds pretty ambitious, but I do believe it. These, as I said in the email, if you're not subscribed to the Ideas Lab newsletter, go to MrGaryFox.com and subscribe. I sent out a full breakdown of all these ideas in more detail. So go to that, put in your email. You get the email every Monday morning. But in that I say, look, these aren't the most groundbreaking ideas in the world, and they're not meant to be. They're meant to be real ideas, and they're meant to be ideas you can do, and the ideas that I could do that we could start today in the world we live in 2021. They're also just meant as like a springboard for you. They're meant as an idea to spark ideas within you and kind of go, oh, I didn't think about it that way. When I chat to entrepreneurs in the pod, that's what I love. That's what I get probably most out of the interviews, is that it just sparks something in me. It sparks like, oh, I never thought of my own business in that way. So let's burn through them really fast. First one, I actually like this idea. I think it's really simple. It's a smart home solution for people who aren't that tech savvy. So think of the amount of people have bought Alexas, smart plugs, smart bulbs, you know, smart TVs, so Chromecasts, Fire Sticks. How many of them know how to use it properly? The biggest market for this, I think, will be people who are not digitally native. So people in their upwards of 50, 60, 70, 80, the ones who could benefit from it most, in terms of if you can just sit literally, if an elderly person can walk in their home and go, Alexa, lights on, Alexa, you know, sorry, tell me what time it is. You see, she's talking to me in the background already. But if you can go in and offer that service to people, I think people will pay you. I think it's a very simple service. And if you're any digitally savvy at all, it's a very simple business to start. So smart home installation for people who aren't really that savvy. Number two is sustainability. A sustainability consultant, and specifically within a niche. So if you are very knowledgeable in a niche, perhaps you've been laid off, perhaps you worked as an entrepreneur in a very specific niche, you know that niche inside out, I would look at becoming a sustainability consultant and going in and troubleshooting sustainability for businesses. Sustainability is no longer going to become a choice. It's going to become mandatory. It's going to become just good business. It's like being on the internet. I think sustainability will just become the way business is done. If you can offer a solution to businesses whereby you can tell them, I'm going to make it more sustainable, it's either going to be cost neutral, it's going to save cost, even better, or even a slight increase in cost, every single business will snap off your hand, and it will be a license to print money. The third idea is a remote recruitment agency. What do I mean by that? Well, all jobs are gone remote, obviously. A lot of jobs will stay that way. However, it's becoming overwhelming with the choice and with the complexity, because it will become complex. If you're hiring people from Argentina to work in an Irish company, if you're an Irish person, you want to work in an American company or a Danish company or whatever that is, it's going to become complex. So I think there's a massive opportunity there for someone to step in with a full solution, a remote employment and a remote consultancy for people who want to work remotely in terms of doing their taxes, hooking them up with the right employees, making sure they're set up correctly. There's a massive opportunity there in terms of for the employers as well as vetting people remotely. They're not that HR and recruitment has totally changed. So there's going to be a massive flux in that industry whereby companies are going to outsource this because they just won't have the skills or need to hire in so many HR and recruitment consultants if it is all being done remotely. So there's a massive opportunity there. Number four is staycations and holidays at home. I got to be careful saying staycations. Someone was very grammatically correcting me during last summer when I said I was on a staycation, but technically I was just holidaying away from my house. So Ireland, I think, is going to be a weird year. I think in Ireland, I think we're going to be a lot similar to last year. I think it will open up for 3 to 5 months during the summer. As the weather gets better, I think we'll be able to work out outside. We'll be able to dine outside. I think we'll be able to go on holidays within Ireland, all adhering to COVID restrictions, of course. But I think it'll be like last year where there's going to be a massive surge in people holding at home, and it's going to become more and more popular. So that's my area of expertise. So I think there's going to be a massive opportunity there for people providing services to people on holiday and staycations. So people like Airbnb landlords, they're going to need more help cleaning, managing their homes, and even helping people get on Airbnb for the first time. It's going to be huge. I think holidaying at home is going to be one of the biggest growth sectors in Ireland this year. Caveat, assuming everyone opens up this summer and we're allowed to holiday at home. So the fifth idea is digitizing small businesses. So we're nearly a year into COVID now. I think last week was the first week whereby news broke about this thing in Wuhan and everyone's like, oh, that's kind of strange, isn't it? This was the first week whereby people suddenly started taking it seriously. We're a year on and many small Irish businesses are still not online. And that's not surprising because it's been an absolute crazy year. It's been the year from hell for so many small businesses. And the last thing they have time for is going on, learning new skills, digitizing, you know, developing a website, developing a booking system, developing a click and collect system. We forget, especially a lot of listeners to this podcast are hugely digitally savvy. And we forget that some of the knowledge and skills we have, other people just don't have. It's just alien to them. So I think there's a massive business still in helping small Irish businesses get online. Again, you can just pick a niche. For example, I have a regular medical appointment and he still writes the appointment in a notebook. And that's how it's done. Like for the likes of him, a very successful business, a very savvy guy, but yet it still has no digital solutions. So you may think this idea is like, oh, Gary, come on, of course, everyone's online. They're not. Look around your local town, especially when everyone's closed at the minute. How can you even know somewhere's closed? Sometimes you go to their Facebook, they might have updated it last March. They might not have updated it. Are they closed? Are they open? Trying to buy something from your local shop online? It's just not happening. So there's a massive opportunity there, even just to provide them with a small digital agency whereby you'll give them a website, you'll give them a simple online ordering system. And that brings me to my sixth idea, which is payment for traditional services. So think of your carpenters, your plumbers, your tradesmen, the people that traditionally would come to your house. They'd be like, oh, it's 100 quid. You'd hand them over 100 quid cash. Two problems there. Who hands anyone anything anymore? No one wants to touch your filthy, dirty money. Money was always one of the dirtiest things in circulation. Now no one wants cash. Absolutely nobody wants to be handling cash. Also, who has cash anymore? As in the customers. I had a tradesman recently come to the house. I was like, how am I going to pay this guy? I actually don't know. is he going to want like bank transfers? You know, so helping traditional businesses take payment in an online contactless world, there's a huge opportunity there. Anywhere that involves payments, there is going to be massive opportunity for you to get involved. And again, you think these skills are obvious, you think these things are very straightforward. They're not for someone who doesn't work in the digital space. So I think there's a huge opportunity. 5 and 6 are very similar ideas, but I think there's massive opportunity for helping people who are not digitally savvy, who might have traditional businesses, but still these businesses turn over massive amounts of money. Like a good plumber can turn over 100 to 150 grand in a year. That's a lot of money. So there's definitely opportunity there for you to help them in terms of processing their payments and in terms of getting online. Everyone's going to be searching online now. No one's, you know, word of mouth and things like that are getting harder and harder because you just don't know who's open and who's closed. People want the contactless, touchless payment. So look at that area. It's definitely an area of huge growth. Some good news, the Entrepreneur Experiment community is launching in 2 days. We're launching on February 3rd. I'm being a complete narcissist and launching it on my birthday because why not? It'll be something fun to do on my birthday since this year is a little bit strange. So we're launching on February 3rd. You can go and get on the waitlist right now. I've decided we're only letting members in once a month because I think it's important for people to get to know each other and develop a level of kind of comfort within the group. So every month we'll do an intake of new members. We're doing the first intake this Wednesday. So get on the waitlist. I'll leave the waitlist open until Friday. But if you're not on the waitlist by Friday, you'll have to wait until March to get on. So get involved. You're listening to this right now. Go to mrgaryfox.com. Click on the community button, put in your email. You'll get an email probably Tuesday night or Wednesday morning giving you the link to join the community. It's €49 for the year. That's just to weed out people who are just not going to take value from the community. The community is entirely based on value and action. So if you just want to be a lurker, or you just want to read about it, it's probably not for you. This is about people who want to solve problems, who want to start businesses, who have specific problems they want solved, or who have specific solutions they want to help other people with. It's going to be all about action and helping people take as much action as possible in 2021. My word of the year for 2021 is action. 2020 was momentum. 2021 is action. So it's all about action in the community this year. My intern opportunity is still up if anyone has any interest in applying to be my intern / mentee. We've had some really high quality candidates apply, so I'm going to shut that off probably by Wednesday. We'll shut that off and then we'll have someone working with us from probably the following week. So that is it. Join me next week where I talk about idea templates and I talk about all the different idea exercises you can use to get yourself into a mental flow, to come up with business ideas of your own and use kind of mental models and mental strategies to be more creative and to come up with new ideas. That's it for today. Nice and short, just over the 10-minute mark today. I'll see you on Thursday, where we have a fantastic long-form interview for you. I'll see you on Thursday, and if not, I'll see you on Wednesday in the community. Have a great week.